This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shape our minds and hearts, expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
Play this record as frequently as possible. Then, as it becomes easier for you, play the record once a day or as needed.
The Foundation with Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas Welding and Fire, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Easy Car Sales, Grand Bahama News, Janae's Uniform Center, Kelly's Home Center, the Ministry of Social Services, Nassau Cruise Port, Popeyes, Prince Masters, Ron's Electric Motors, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
Ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Friday. It is my anniversary with a W. Somebody send me something nice. Say something decent to a good, decent man. My God, he's been married for 21 years. I need a couple taps on my back and an encouraging word from the men contingent. Amen. You could do it, my brother. You could do it. Another 50 years, you can handle that. Guys, it's a beautiful day. I'm grateful to be in your company. Always grateful to be here as we continue to move forward. Got to shout out my good, decent people at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. They are located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. If you're in the market looking for insurance for residential, commercial, any of those particular things that you want to make some things happen, go down to my good, decent friend, Etheric Bowe, or Mr. Richardson down there at AFS, and they'd be more than happy to assist you in those areas. Guys, you got to check it out, man. Things are shifting. Things are changing. Get yourself prepared for 2025. Some things that is in, so you want to be able to ensure that everything is taken care of and your passport is in order. Let's be decent as possible as we say this. Guys, it's a beautiful day. I want you to join me in conversation. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. Where was Adriel's village? This is what she said. The mother defends the delay in reporting daughter's missing. I listened to that. I don't know if it was a defense. Maybe that was a defense mechanism, but I don't know if it was a defense. Nonetheless, this is the posture. I've been listening to those particular things. I think the entire country has been ingesting information of what this is and how things are going in this particular area. So we're going to talk about that today. Police questioning man in connection with girl's murder. I got some information that they had a picture of the gentleman. I didn't see the picture. But it's sad. When I went to my daughter's school yesterday to pick her up from school, the little children were saying that they saw the picture. So I thought that was kind of a strange thing, right? But nonetheless, we're going to talk about that today. So Senate President calls for resumption of hanging. Everybody's calling for hanging. You know. Listen, anybody, we can talk about this today. We can talk about it. Unclear when work on Long Island Airport would happen. This is what the official says. Guys, pick up the Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. At 12:30 today, 12:30 today is going to be the last sort of drawer. And we're going to be drawing and pulling out the 180th anniversary raffle that we've been having for the past few Fridays. And being able to identify someone based upon you circling that thing, the logo in the paper, putting your name, your number in there, and being able to drop it in the box down here at the Nassau Guardian. And we give you $180 cold cash. We had some winners last week. Today is going to be the last drawing for that. And on Monday, we're going to be celebrating some persons who are going to be here with us down on the outside. So make sure you do that. And listen in today at 12:30. All the guys are going to be coming into the studio and talking to us about who's going to be the lucky winner today. 180 years we're celebrating here at the Nassau Guardian. And we want to thank you so very kindly for being able to be a part of what we're doing. And we're hoping that this little $180, this initiative that we actually put out, could be able to make a little difference in your life. So we know how things are. And we're truly grateful to you for the opportunities that you've given us over these 180 years in our existence. All right. Let's talk, guys. I want to be able to do this now. We were supposed to have this kind of a conversation with you on Wednesday, but I'm grateful that they're here with us today. This is the Disability Awareness Week. They're going to be able to bring information with us from November 30th to December 7th. This is their 15th annual. In the studio with us today is none other than Kendrick Rowe and Paul Taylor to be able to talk to us about that. Gentlemen, introduce yourself. Let them know who you are.
Pleasant good afternoon. Checking the time of day. To you and your listening audience, I'm Kendrick Rowe. I am Deputy Chairman of the National Commission for the Persons with Disabilities and the Special Programs and Project Coordinator at the Disability Affairs Division, Department of Social Services.
Okay.
My name is Paul Taylor. I'm an educator by trade. However, I am a happy volunteer to be brought in this initiative by Mr. Rowe and to assist the community in getting what it needs.
Okay, talk to me. What is this all about? Over the past 15 years, you've been celebrating this. What do we look like, or what do we do more specifically in terms of the course of celebration? What do you do as it relates to being able to celebrate disability awareness? How do you identify that or commemorate it?
Well, this is a milestone year. Actually, this year is 10 years since the passage of the Equal Opportunities Act for Persons with Disabilities, which came about in 2014. And each year, during the first week in December, we, for the past 15 years, have decided to designate that time to bring greater awareness to disability issues that affect persons with disabilities, as well as highlight the capabilities of persons with disabilities. December 3rd every year is globally recognized as the International Day of Persons with Disabilities, and that's when we truly celebrate the accomplishments and achievements of persons with disabilities as we move closer to our 2030 agenda, which speaks about the elimination of all discrimination amongst persons with disabilities globally.
Talk to me about this disabilities and who's encompassed in that. Who's in this kind of the bracket of those who are identified as disabled? We know that if you're maimed, if you don't have your sight, your hearing, so forth and so on, that this is a disability, but there are some disabilities that we've seen more evident in our society most recently with mental challenges that persons have. Is that a category that you actually have identified to be able to pull in? Talk to me about it.
There are about 15 different classifications of disability. However, most prevalent in our country would be the sensory disabilities, where we talk about persons who don't have no sight or no hearing. Then you would have persons with physical disabilities, those who would be missing an arm or a leg, persons who are bound to a wheelchair due to a cerebral palsy, spina bifida, and other issues. And then, of course, you have your intellectual disabilities, which would include the most prevalent ones here in the country would be autism and also Down syndrome, just a tip of the iceberg. But we do have a cross sections of many, many disabilities right here. So many that I can't even remember to mention them, or too many to mention that right off the tip of my head, because disability comes in so many different forms. And to go even beyond that, persons must recognize the importance of disability awareness, because you could have be normal today. And then today you could end up with a disability. Disability respects no man or woman or child. And it's due not only, which is one of the number one ways you can have a disability, aging, but then there's also trauma. There's also underlying diseases accidentally, you know. So persons need to be aware that you must be sensitized to disability and related issues, because you don't know when disability is going to knock on the, your own doorstep or the doorstep.
Is that something that we see in our society? A lot of persons are very flippant and distant as it relates to being able to deal or acknowledge disabled persons because they think it's you, it ain't me. But no consideration is given to that it could be any one of us at any time.
Yes, that is something that happens on the highest of levels. And we recognize, we have a saying within our lead grouping that disability is not sexy, so nobody's attracted to it. But the reality of it is that disability is real.
This what you put in your group? This is what y'all sit down and talk about? Okay, go ahead. Right? Yeah. So you say disability is not sexy.
No, there's nothing sexy
nobody
about
disability. Nobody attractive to it.
No, no.
This is the truth.
You just end up at it, and then when you end up dealing with it, then you realize the importance of what our work is to keep the public sensitized on how to deal with disability.
Now, talk to me about this. Over the past, I want to say 20 years, there has been a significant, maybe even 30 years, there has been a significant push for acknowledgement from a governmental standpoint from the disability community to always ensure that we incorporate something and give acknowledgement to the fact that we exist, that this is the disability community. Put ramps where it's supposed to be. Put Braille there. Do this. Has there been that sort of an incorporation or acknowledgement from a formal standpoint, from an administration standpoint, to ensure that we can incorporate and pull in what's needed to accommodate those persons who are disabled?
Along with the Equal Opportunities Act of 2014 was the creation of the National Commission for Persons with Disabilities. And one section, one of the responsibilities of the National Commission for Persons with Disabilities is to ensure that all public spaces and private spaces are accessible by persons with disabilities. This comes along with the act that was passed. So these things have become law. And so over the years, we have recognize that persons have made effort to put ramps, even though they're not properly created ramps, they still put ramps to ensure that persons are able to access their businesses. Government is trying to lead the way. The private sector complies where they can. Let me just put a plug in here like I always do. You know, this building is not accessible because if you have a wheelchair user who need to come to an interview with you, they can't get up here.
My God.
Yeah, so I always do that to Dwight, though. Don't feel bad.
No, hold on. I just was about to say, paging Dwight. I just want to let you know.
No, he is aware. So he isn't surprised. He isn't surprised that I said it. I plugged it in him every time.
Yes, yes.
But we do have a section of inspectors, and we have been moving around the country. We've done inspection in Andras, Grand Bahama, Exuma, Long Island. We had a team just to return from Abaco, and we are realizing that with disability on the rise across the nation, persons realize that they now have to make their buildings and businesses accessible to be able to cater those persons who are customers, persons wanting to access their establishments. And not only that, there was one entity, I ain't gonna call their name, but it's an airline who refused to be accessible for persons with disabilities until it hit their very own doorstep, and then they started advertising that, hey, okay, we cater to the disabled. I mean, I personally boycotted that airline because of what they did to me personally, and then it came right to their very own doorstep. But the country is moving in the right direction. It's not moving as quickly as they should. However, efforts are being made, and we commend those who are making the efforts, and we want to encourage others to get on board because, like I say, you don't know when it's going to hit your own doorstep, and then you'll be scrambling to try and make the adjustments yourself.
Well, before we get out of here, I want to talk to you about disability awareness the entire week, what you guys are going to be doing, and you gave me some Elite Entertainment, the official white affair of the year illumination. All right, a night of diamonds and pearls. Talk to me about these particular things, Mr. Taylor. Go ahead.
Okay, well, Disabilities Week, as we said, starts on November 30th, and on that night, we're going to have a very, very, what we call a premium party at a very affordable price, and a party with a purpose, as Mr. Roll coins it. The purpose of the Illumination Party is to bring an awareness to the need for a share ride program and to raise funds towards that effort.
A share ride program.
Yes, sir.
This is good stuff. Ride program.
Yes, for non-medical transport for individuals with disabilities. As it stands, there is a service offered by the Department of Social Services, but it's one, not Department of Social Services, private, my apologies.
It's a private entity.
It's a private entity, sorry. But it's needed that we incorporate this within the social service, I meant to say, is that individuals that need transport, whether it be for medical, not for medical, for a collection of groceries, for collection of maybe their government stipend, it's a very costly fee of $100. And the turnaround time when you apply is usually about 2 weeks. And so if I need to go to the doctor's appointment tomorrow, I have to apply for that a minimum of 2 weeks ahead, and I need to be prepared to pay $100 round trip. That's untenable, especially when you think about the fact that some individuals that are physically disabled or have other disabilities are on government assistance and not working a full-time job. And so therefore, the shared ride program is one in which we can incorporate fleets and even create implements where individuals can volunteer to the program and we can get individuals on non-medical transport that they need.
And subsidies from the government?
Definitely. Yes, sir.
That's what you're looking for?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Give me a number so we could be able to get everything together and let persons be able to reach out to you. What's your numbers?
556-1773.
556-1773.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we did, we created this event for awareness, but also to give grown folks a space to start off their holiday season. Mm-hmm. And so Disabilities Awareness Month is opening up with illumination at the fort. Great food, great drinks, great music.
At
we have
fort?
Great performers. Yes, the Moat at Fort Charlotte. We have Nishi Ellis performing, Veronica Bishop, the Defense Force Pop Band. We get DJ Rev, DJ Pressure, and a whole lot more that are going to be performing, even our very own Johnny Cake. And so with that being said, as Disabilities Awareness opens up on that Saturday, we'd like the public to come on out for $30. $30 general ticket, and
this
we have a VIP area. Yes, sir.
Okay.
And they can purchase tickets at ticketjunkies.com, or they can call 605-2585. And so that's our first event kicking the week off.
Not to mention, tomorrow we're going to be having a block party on Zion Boulevard. We could come and get your tickets. Buy two, get one free. Tomorrow only while supplies last. We have a limited amount that we're going to be offering. Buy two, get one free to get persons excited to come out to this event.
Illumination, November 30th. Check us out.
Okay, so tell me about this inclusion, a Christmas holiday fair. It's going to be on Saturday, December 7th, 2004, 12 noon. Until at the Government House grounds, correct?
Free.
Free.
Yeah, that's
free.
How we...
At Government House grounds.
We're closing out Disability Awareness Week with that. It's free to the general public. Bring the family. Bring the kids. We got some great highlights. The kids are going to have their kids' corner. The highlight of the day for the kids is going to be Santa versus Grinch boxing match.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Bring the kids.
You got Santa fighting Grinch?
Big puncher.
This is too much. This is too much.
The Grinch is looking to steal Christmas and Santa's looking to protect it this year. So bring the kids up.
I love this.
To come
this
catch
is,
that.
This is hilarious.
That fight. We all have our teens scene for those grown big kids with all the top high school DJs. And of course, we close out with our celebration of unity and strength.
If people want to hear more about it, you have a website, you have something that they can be able to reach out or a telephone number.
Go to Illumination242 on Facebook.
Yes, sir.
Illumination242 on Facebook. Mr. Rowe, Mr. Taylor, I want to thank you guys so very kindly for being able to bring this information to us. We truly enjoyed it. We're going to see you again next time. We're going to keep pushing this for you guys and let persons know how they can be able to get through. All right?
Excellent.
So much.
Well, thank you so much, guys. Going to take this quick commercial break to my wife. He has a little Tony.
Happy anniversary, Mr.
Thank you, man.
Today is a special day we call our own. So take me in your arms and hold me and tell me you love me and I'll be there for you.
Everything is bigger and better at Burger King Nassau. When you have a big appetite, BK has a royal deal for you. Get a flame grilled double Big King Jr. or an original chicken sandwich, plus 4 chicken nuggets, small fries, a drink, and a fresh baked cookie for only $9.95, including VAT. The royal deal was built for a big appetite. And at $9.95, including VAT, it's a steal of a deal. Go big and enjoy the BK flavors you love with the $9.95 royal deal at Burger King Nassau.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Standard Services on Shirley Street, your everything Christmas store, has the perfect gifts just for you. Now until December 24th, you can get 5 to 50% off everything in store, plus 20% off Christmas lights, 25% off artificial Christmas trees, Christmas decorations, and all toys. Standard Services, just around the block with everything in stock. They have everything you need to keep everyone happy this Christmas season. Get the perfect gifts, plus 5 to 50% off everything at Standard Services on Shirley Street, your everything Christmas store. Open Sunday, December 22nd.
The Water and Sewage Corporation advises customers in New Providence that the corporation is continuing its island-wide disconnection exercise. Customers who have not yet addressed their outstanding balances are requested to do so to avoid the disconnection of their water supply. Customers who have not yet honored their financial agreements and who have allowed their accounts to become delinquent are asked to visit the corporation and speak with a customer representative or call the corporation's call center at 302-5599.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Play this record as frequently as possible. Then, as it becomes easier for you, play the record once a day or as needed.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company. We're here again, 180 years, 1844 to 2024. We're celebrating our anniversary right here at the Guardian Radio. And for the last time for this season, we're going to be pulling that $180 today. So we're going to be talking about those particular things and be able to get those things. Now, I got some great people in the studio with me. Y'all introduce yourself. Let them know who you are. From Guardian newspaper and how we've been doing these particular things. Let them know exactly what's what.
Good morning. My name is Anita Rule, and I'm Executive Sales Administrator for the Advertising
Department. I got
more
rules in this studio. I can't take this, right? It's a rule.